Hello and welcome to the 176th episode of Crosby's Nine, where we look at English from all angles, vocabulary, phrasal verbs, speaking. By the way, how can you improve your speaking? By imitating me. Simply imitate me. Yes, I know it sounds silly. Repeat, please. I know it sounds silly. But that's how you're going to improve your speaking. We also look at spelling. Of course, listening comprehension is improved by simply listening. You are going to improve your listening comprehension. You are going to learn tons of expressions by simply listening to Crosby's Nine. So how is your English this summer? Are you improving? Are you getting better? Maybe you're getting worse. Are you studying a lot? Are you studying a little? Let's face it, nobody likes to study in the summer. Please repeat. Let's face it, nobody likes to study in the summer. Let's face it. That's a good expression. Let's face it. We use this expression to say that something is true and you cannot deny it. It's a really useful expression. Hey, let's face it, you know, studying in the summer is a drag. Have you ever had to study for a big exam in the summertime? I had to study for something called the Series 6, which is an exam that allows you to sell certain types of investment products like mutual funds and things like that. This goes back to 8888. Please repeat, 8888. Yeah. August 8th, 1988, I was offered a job at an investment bank. I was offered a job to work at an investment bank. I took the job, and in order to work there, I needed to pass what was called the Series 6. So I buckled down. To buckle down. Oh, that's a good phrasal verb. To buckle down means to start working very hard on something with a lot of focus. So I buckled down and I studied the entire summer of 1988. And hey, let's face it, nobody likes to study in the summer. I didn't, but I passed the exam. So let's face it is a common expression in English. We use it to say something is true and it can't be denied. Let's face it, we all like to earn more money. Let's face it, nobody likes being on a diet. Please repeat. Let's face it, nobody likes being on a diet. How else can you say that? Hey, I'm on a diet. Hey, I'm watching what I eat. Hey, I'm cutting back.
To cut back.
Oh, that's a good phrasal verb. To cut back means to reduce or to spend less money or to use less of something. Some people say, I'm on a health kick. Please repeat. I'm on a health kick. What's a health kick? Well, it means you're temporarily being healthy by watching what you eat. And I say temporary because of the word kick. Hey, how do you spell kick? Quickly. Oh, K-I-C-K.
Don't forget your letters.
Don't forget your letters. The K, the Q, the G, the J, the Y, the E and the I. If you have to think too much about it, well, that means that you don't know your letters very well. That's like, for example, if you have to think too much about conjugating the verb to be. I'm serious. If you can't conjugate the verb to be quickly in the present and in the past, in the interrogative, right, you need to do it quickly. Anyway, kick. So if you're on some type of kick, you're on some type of temporary activity or hobby. For example, my uncle is on a golf kick. Well, that means that he has been playing golf a lot lately. Or my sister is on a reading kick. Well, that means she has been reading a lot of books recently. Or I am on a travel kick right now. Well, that means that I love to travel and I am traveling frequently. Anyway, we have to continue on to something that I call cool quotes. Today's cool quote, at age 50, every man has the face he deserves. Once again, and please repeat, at age 50, every man has the face he deserves. Are you imitating the final S there? Deserves. By the way, remember, if you want to improve your English 19.6%, don't forget to pronounce the S in the third person singular. Okay? So we're talking about a quote here by George Orwell. Many of you know George Orwell, the author. He was known for defending the truth in the face of propaganda. He, of course, invented the term Big Brother, which comes from his book called 1984. He also wrote Animal Farm, which was published in 1945. By the way, 1984 was not published in 1984. It was published in 1949. He also wrote Homage to Catalonia in 1938 and a book called Down and Out in Paris and London. He wrote that in 1933. Down and out. Down and out. Yeah, I'm down and out. What does that mean, to be down and out? If you're down and out, it means you have no money. You're probably homeless. You have no hope. You are in a very bad situation, especially financially. You are down and out. So if there is one expression that you learn from this Crosby's Nine, make it down and out. So back to the cool quote, at age 50, every man has the face he deserves. What does this even mean? Well, I think it means that by the time you reach 50, the choices you have made in your life, the life you have lived, your character, your habits, your emotions, all of these things are etched into your face. Please repeat, all of these things are etched into your face. I imagine there is one word there that you don't understand, and it's the verb, to etch. How do you spell etch? It's a cool sounding verb, isn't it? Etch. E-T-C-H. How do you pronounce it in the past? Etched. Okay, I know it has an E-D there. E-T-C-H-E-D is pronounced etched. And what does the verb to etch mean? It means to engrave something or to inscribe something by cutting into a surface. Imagine you have a knife, a sharp tool, and you cut into a surface. You are basically etching something into that surface. We have another great expression, etched in stone. If you and I make plans, let's say we're going to make plans for this weekend, but the plans are temporary or they're flexible or they're not permanent or we have to wait to hear from a couple more friends, etc. Well, the plans are temporary. They're not etched in stone. So something that is permanent or unchangeable is etched in stone. You can't change it. But our plans are not etched in stone, okay? So again, if there is one verb that you learn from Crosby's Nine, make it the verb to etch. Don't try to learn too many because you won't use them. So after this podcast, after listening to this podcast two or three times, go out and practice the verb to etch. Now again, back to the cool quote. At age 50, every man has the face he deserves. Well, if you look at people's faces, they have wrinkles or they have smile lines or what we call laugh lines. These are etched in their face because of the type of life they have lived. Some people have lived a life with kindness or humor or curiosity. And these traits, these characteristics, these traits, many times appear in our expressions. Like, for example, me, on my forehead, I have two lines. Now, I don't know if they are laugh lines. I don't know if they are curiosity lines. I don't know if they are kindness lines. I don't know if they are worry lines. But I have two lines etched into my forehead. So anyway, it could be a laugh line. It could be any type of trait that appears on your face, which is a good sign of showing how you have lived your life, don't you think? Lastly, and quickly, let's look at some awesome advice. Never open the refrigerator because you're bored. Well, this is a good piece of advice. It's a great piece of advice because it's going to avoid unnecessary snacking. And why do we open the refrigerator door when we're bored? Well, simply because we're looking for something to materialize. Let's see. I know there is nothing interesting to eat in the refrigerator, but we want a quick fix. Hey, by the way, what does quick fix mean? A quick fix is something that seems to be a fast and easy solution, but usually it's not very good or it's not going to last very long. Never open the refrigerator because you're bored. Anyway, that is all the time we have for the 176th episode of Crosby's Nine. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.